So, Eric, now we heard how Pukar came. Do you still want to hear how Skip came to Bamba?
Of course.
Because he's here before he runs off.
He's the fisherman.
Off. Yeah. The
fisherman.
That's good. Please speak loudly. I'm a deaf man.
I'll try.
I'm not a deaf man. I'm a deaf person. I can't call myself a man.
You were just saying, Eric, that that the new life was in 1949?
Yeah.
It just it occurred to me when you said that, that it was also the year that I was born. And part of the story
October
is...
October 1949.
Yes, the 18th of October 1949.
Is when you were born.
It was when I was born.
And the new life was the 16th of October. So
I
2 days
a
after
day
I
away.
Started.
Sorry. The reason that I bring that up is that part of the journey was for us when we came out here. I came out with a friend. Do you remember Ben?
Ben Wright.
Ben Wright.
Right? So you traveled to India with Ben Wright?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
At that time.
Yes.
This was
1968.
1968.
Uh-huh. Ben and I had been living together. We had been traveling and living together and getting high together for, I don't know, 6 months or so. And I think that looking back, probably taking drugs was part of a search in some way to find some meaning. And Ben had brought a couple of Baba books with him. And it was the only connection that we had with Baba on the outside. And we also had the Bible and the Bhagavad Gita and several other texts that we were reading. And the way that I remember Baba coming to me really was when I opened and started reading his words, instead of my mind trying to grapple with centuries-old interpretation, I heard a resonant voice inside of me that it's hard to describe, but it's so obvious and simple and true. So it was really through his book that he spoke. And so Ben and I decided that we needed to come. And of course we didn't know where Baba was. We knew this place from the book, but we didn't know if Baba was here.
This place was Ahmednagar. Ahmednagar or Mehrazad?
No, Ahmednagar. That's where we ended up, I think, was at the trust office downtown. But we decided that in order to make the trip worthwhile, we would do it in a small version of the way that the new life was lived. So we left, we were living in Lebanon at the time. And we left everything behind. We had enough money to go to Ankara because we couldn't travel across the border. And we left Ankara with about the equivalent of about 25 cents, American, and some clothes, some heavy clothes. And our days were to begin the day walking, and we walked until someone offered to help us, either to get a ride or that night to have a place to sleep or to have some food. And we left in January, or just around the first of the year, and the first part of the trip over the mountains in Turkey was very cold. And the Turkish people in that part of the world are also very poor. And Baba did take care of us. We trusted that if this was true, what we felt. Now I kind of think I bothered him because I made him kind of take care of me that whole time, you know. But I guess it was my way of sort of proving that this was true for my ego, which was mightily smashed across the process. He did take care of us. We were given a place to sleep every night, and we did have food.
In Turkey?
Through the whole trip. We went through the mountains in Turkey. And then we sold some of our heavy clothes and
By
we bought
a... Have you met the people who have come from Turkey? 6 people have come.
No, I have not.
But they're arriving today. Maybe
I don't think we've seen them yet.
Later this afternoon.
They have not arrived yet.
Okay. So anyway, we traveled. It took us about a month to make the trip through Karachi, and we landed up in Bombay. When we got to Karachi, I weighed 125 pounds. I found to my delight, by the way, that the Turks, they make these big breads, that the Turks like the inside, and I like the outside. Because they would eat the inside and leave the outside, and that's what we would have as our treat. Anyway, when we were in Bombay, we decided that we needed to separate and make the final portion of the journey individually.
Individually?
Yeah, because, I mean, we come to God's seat alone, leaving everything, including, hopefully, ourselves in the end. And so I decided to go immediately. And we had gotten some money wired, so I felt I was rich for a change. I actually had some money. So I decided it was going to come here quickly. So I went to the bus station. No, I think it was the train station first, and I bought a ticket to get on the train, and it didn't leave till 2, and I was very impatient. So I went to the bus station, and they had a ticket that left at like 11 o'clock in the morning. That was better. That was faster. I wanted to be active in this process. And then I went and stood on the sidewalk, wondering what to do for 2 hours. And a car pulled up, and the person said, "Where are you going?" And I said, "I'm going to see Bob." He said, "Hop in." So Baba never, you know, I mean, my whole life has been wondering why he couldn't give me a little clearer message. I could have saved the money for the two tickets. He was going to be sending me a car, but he didn't tell me that. So he always allows me to make mistakes in order to show me how limited my focus is and my understanding. So when I arrived at the trust office, the first thing that happened...
Who picked you up?
Who owned the car?
I have no idea.
You stood up to this guy.
You came all the way here?
No.
He took you all the way here?
Came and dropped me off at the trust office.
He didn't say who you was or anything?
I'm sure he did, but this was 32 years ago. Hopefully Bob has applied some Teflon to my brain, so these things are trying to slip off. And when I first arrived, Adi saw me first, and the first thing he said was, "You're not supposed to be here. What are you doing here?" Which was a surprise.
Yeah.
I think for him and for me. And then so he asked, "Oh, okay, so you're here, and so tell me, where are you going? What are you doing?" And it was the first time that I had considered that, because I wasn't, this was where I was coming. I wasn't going somewhere else. And when I told Adi that, he kindly offered to allow me to write a letter, which I think he gave to you. And you, in turn, took Baba's reply for me. And so, again, I bothered Baba, even in his seclusion, for the time it took to, at least from a distance, to say hello. And so I say now, when people ask about if I saw Baba.
So what was the reply?
Well, there were several points in the letter. I actually brought a copy of it. It might be better to read it, if that would seem appropriate.
Yeah, can you
tell us the date of this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Read it.
Can you tell us, you didn't mention the date that you were in Turkey, and the date that you left, and the date that you got into Bombay, and the date you got here.
Remembers days.
The only reason
we
left about the first of the year of 1968, about January 1st, 68, and we arrived. This letter is dated the 16th of February.
That's when you arrived.
So it took about 6 weeks to make that little. This is addressed actually to Adi. It's dated Mirzad. The 16th of February, 1968. reference Stanley Martin Fisher. That would be myself. Bob is in very strict seclusion and is not available to anyone. When Baba's seclusion will be over, and his wishes after the seclusion is over are clearly mentioned in Life Circular number 67. Hence, Baba wishes you or wants you to give Stanley a copy of Life Circular number 67 if you have not given it already, and let him know the following. Number one, Baba will not be seeing him as he is in strict seclusion. As he, Baba, is in strict seclusion. Baba wants him not to feel unhappy about it, but to remember him all the more, and as often as possible, and to love him more and more. Baba wants him to return to his place and live a normal life and earn his livelihood and think of Baba as much as possible, and read as much as possible books on and by Baba only. He should then tell his friends and others about Baba and his message of love and truth. Baba wants him to stop for all time taking these drugs which he is used to take. He must not either take drugs or deal in drugs, but live an honest and normal life at his place, and advise others not to take drugs for the pleasure of indulging in them. Of course, he can take medicines when they are indicated for any ailment and when prescribed by a medical practitioner. Baba wants him to leave India as soon as possible, and Baba will help him inwardly if he, Stanley, remembers Baba wholeheartedly and carries out 100% the instructions given to him as mentioned above. As for seeing Baba after his seclusion, he should remain in touch with the Baba lovers in New York or in his locality, and whenever Baba gives his call to his Western lovers to come and see him, only then should he come to India for this purpose. All that is said in points given in this letter equally applies to his friend Ben, if he is ready to carry out Baba's instructions. Therefore, Baba wants Stanley to contact Ben and convey to him all of these instructions.
So you must have written to Baba about Ben also, no?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I mentioned that I was with someone. Baba, from his seclusion, gives his love and blessings to Stanley and Ben, and Baba directs Stanley to go back to USA as soon as possible and leave India at a very early date. Baba wants Stanley to carry Baba's love in his heart, and to think of him as often as possible in the midst of his worldly day-to-day duties, while discharging his responsibility diligently and honestly. You may show this letter to Stanley. Yours lovingly, Erich. This is actually a copy of the letter, because at first, the question was if I should even have a copy of the letter, because it had said in the letter that it was okay to show Stanley the letter.
Oh my God.
You know how little these guys are. So my request was okayed, and Adi made me a copy. And I lost that. And I asked from the States for another copy. What I didn't bring with me was the letter, the cover letter, with admonishment for losing a letter written by God.
That Adi wrote, yeah.
That Adi wrote. He said, yeah, you shouldn't be losing these things.
Okay, Stanley.
Uh-huh?
Okay, Stanley.
Stanley.
Your name is Stanley, no?
Stanley, yes. My proper name is Stanley.
So you went directly back?
I left that day.
Really, you did go back?
Hmm?
You did carry out his orders? He sent you back?
To the best of my ability, yes.
And did you remain in touch with people there to find out when is he going to be out of seclusion?
I kind of missed on that one. Yeah. I was, as some of the young people may be able to... Some of the old people may be able to remember being young, and some of the young people may be able to remember what it was like in the 60s and 70s, but I was on foot with a little bag for a number of years, which is one of the reasons the letter is all mashed and folded. And I don't remember exactly where I was, to be honest, when Baba dropped his body, but I was not in direct contact with the community at that time.
So you didn't know
that people had come from the States. Started planes and all that. Okay.
So you didn't come to 69 Darshan then, right?
What happened?
This is the first time.
This is the first time that you have come now?
You went to a meeting?
This come for the first time now?
This is the first time, yeah.
Oh my God, how many years?
32.
Well, what prompted you to come now? I mean, it's 32 years later, so...
Well, obviously there's 32 years of my story in between there, but...
Yeah.
I woke up in June, and the first thought that came to me one June or July day was that it was time to come back. So, you know, I have not been very good at listening because, you know, my mind is a very busy place. Sometimes, however, when it pauses for a moment, I can hear, and so I came.
Where are you from? What part of the U.S.?
At that time, I was from Martha's Vineyard, and I still have a place there. But right now I'm living in Northern California.
So then after you came back in your travels, so you didn't really, weren't in contact with like Rick or Robert or any of the other people who were doing drugs?
I would go down to the center for a while, or I'd stop in New York, or visit Ben in San Francisco area maybe, but in between I was not at a, I didn't have an address where I was receiving regular mail or anything. I felt like my job was to run around and tell people about him, so I was doing that.
Yeah. Well, at that time, that was the season. Yeah. Baba wanted us not to have anything to do with the people who took drugs. At the same time, it is the people who took drugs that brought many, that brought a crowd of people to Baba.
You didn't get in touch with the Los Angeles group or anything like that?
From time to time I would if I was going to a place where they were.
Like Los Angeles, for instance?
Well, I was on the East Coast, so I was in contact with Fred Ella in New York and Kitty down at the center. But it was only when I went to those places that I would do that. And I also traveled around, you know, around the country.